Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the next episode of Down the Wire, episode 12. Me and Tom try to be more professional. We'll see if that works out this time around. We have the best in the words, a whole bunch of stories, and then we're going to see if Tom knows his walk-up songs. All this and more coming at you down the wire.
Okay, get me out of this house. Episode 12.
It's my turn to stretch.
Oh my gosh.
Stop yawning.
We've been at it. I'm at it. Damn.
I really slapped you. I could have just hit my hand and made a better slap.
No.
But it wouldn't have made for quality content.
That wasn't quality.
Wake up.
I am up.
Okay.
I am up. I'm in the process of my last week of school, so I'm burnt out a little bit, but.
Okay, let me help.
Motherfucker.
Chip.
And I swear to God. We will UFC 261 right here.
All right.
Look at that. That was a call for the sports that happened while we were gone.
Oh, foreshadowing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Mortal Kombat?
I did see Mortal Kombat.
Very average.
I was pretty impressed with it,
Impressed?
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
Time out.
I kind of liked it. It was
impressed.
Weird. I didn't really like Raiden's character.
Raiden was a dick the whole movie.
I didn't really like him. Kano was hilarious the whole time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Him and Cabal were easily the top two characters.
Yeah, Kano was great.
Wasn't even close. Cole Young can go, I don't know, wear his basket-woven armor elsewhere. And
yeah, that was weird. Who is he supposed to be?
It's Cole Young. That's who he's supposed to be. They made an original character for it. I have no idea why, but
that was lame.
He's awful.
I watched it with a buddy, and the whole entire time we were trying to figure out, like, who's this supposed to be?
Yeah, I watched it legally with my girlfriend.
Oh,
so.
Well, guess what? Your trip was more expensive than mine.
It was.
How'd you? Oh, you have HBO Max, right?
Yeah.
I just found it on, like, 1, 2, 3 movies, so what's up?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's only, like, with the amount of people that I split it with, it's like $3.
Okay, so
FCC emergency.
They no, I thought the fighting scenes were pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. And they did. It was way more truthful to the source material.
I think the movie should have been just 2.5 hours long. If they would have really just gone all in depth on it.
I mean, that's just an extra half hour. And honestly, they needed that because that was my biggest problem, was that the pacing was weird. It felt like we were talking about, you know, the prophecy, and then all of a sudden they're doing, like, their training montage.
Right. They were jumping around all over the place.
What happened?
All over the place, I thought so.
Yeah. And also, Nitara and Raiko, those are some of the worst characters in Mortal Kombat, and somehow they got in the goddamn movie. I'm so mad.
I thought Goro looked pretty cool in the movie.
I like the original Goro, but because, like, the original one is crazy. They did, like, the animatronic for the top part.
Right.
And they put that on a dude's shoulders. So the bottom half of his arms is, like, a real dude.
Ooh.
And he's trying to move while looking at the top arms. It's I find that to be like totally cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah.
And also, dude, anytime practical effects can come into play, that makes me happy rather than CGI and all that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what a week. Should we probably talk about sports on our sports show, maybe?
Yeah,
let's do it. That might be something.
Best and the worst. Let's kick it off.
Best and worst off the rip. All right, I'll start it off with best then. My best story of the week has to be Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh.
And not just because he's been tearing up the competition and really making baseball look so easy, so young. Kind of similar to how Mike Trout was doing it and Bryce Harper when he was in the beginning of his career even. But he goes out, and on the anniversary of when his dad hit 2 grand slams in the same inning, he goes out and homers himself too.
Two of them. As in T-O-O and T-W-O.
Yes.
So two.
Hits 2 home runs. This on the anniversary of when his dad hits 2 grand slams.
Dude, I told you Fernando Tatis Jr. is the face of baseball. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
And I don't think it's close anymore.
Man, Mike Trout just doesn't do it, man. And to be honest, Mike probably likes that because Trout does not like to be in the public eye. He would much rather be at home doing his thing. I don't know, whatever the hell he does. He doesn't look like anyone special. It probably kind of like shucking bales
Mike,
of hay.
Yeah, or like playing poker. Mike Trout seems like a poker guy.
Yeah, poker is too cool. It's got to be something even more lame. Like
sheep's head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks like a major Polack.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would know. We play sheep's head.
We do.
Lots of it.
Oplatka.
Opwaki, you mean?
Opwaki? Is that what it is? Okay, yeah.
Okay, you can dial back your Polish.
Fake Polish.
Yeah, you're not a real Polakian.
But anyway, Fernando Tatis, just an absolute stud. El Nino is taking over the MLB, and against the Dodgers, had 5 home runs in the 3-game series.
Yeah, three games, 5 home runs. You can't get much better than that.
And really, he was also making Trevor Bauer look silly on Twitter with a couple of back and forth
and to think
roasts with him.
He's doing that, and Trevor Bauer doesn't need any help to look silly.
That is also true.
Well,
My
best story. Dude, Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
Gronk going wild. He set the Guinness Book of World Records for highest catch.
I saw that.
And probably highest catch as well, because you know he wasn't thinking.
He might have been. He might have been drunk. Maybe. Yeah, I could see something like that.
But that is so cool for him to have caught a football dropped out of a helicopter 600 feet in the air.
That is just, how do you see it at first? I mean, like, that is. That's nuts.
Well, honestly, what's more nuts to me is that the ball came down relatively straight.
Right. You would think a little bit of wind would make that go crazy.
On top of that, just the helicopter blowing it, too. Right. I mean, there has to be enough. Like,
from the wheel. Rotors?
Rotor, right? Yeah, blades.
Blades. I think that was the word I was
looking
for.
But it's the rotor that turns the blades. Right?
Fair.
But even still, like, 600 feet. You know, that's enough to definitely push that football a little bit away.
I could, yeah.
But, yeah,
Gronk,
cool.
Stud.
Gronk, the Gronkowski world record. We're going to have to beat it.
Well,
I don't know how.
We have access to a helicopter?
Well, we could drop it off of, like, the U.S. Bank building in town. That's got to be more than 600 feet, right?
That'd be like 60 stories, probably, right? You think it's got 60
we'll look
stories?
It up. I'll look it up.
Okay, I'll say my worst story of the week while you do that.
Yeah, that's
that?
Good.
So my worst story of the week, it's got to be Chris Weidman. UFC 261 was an amazing card. So much fun. Kamaru Usman shutting up Jorge Masvidal. Rose Namajunas from Milwaukee went to, I think, like the High School of the Arts.
601 feet.
That's kind of crazy.
Let's do it, baby.
We might have
to do that. We're going
to
set a world record. That's amazing.
That's really weird.
Oh, my God.
That's so weird. Okay.
Sorry. Ooh, keep going.
Okay. I wasn't ready for that. Anyway, the card was great. And Chris Weidman, though, against Uriah Hall, shattered his leg like 30 seconds into the fight.
Yeah, Uriah Hall shattered his leg.
Yeah.
30 seconds into the fight.
It was an amazing leg check that bent Chris Weidman's leg around his leg. And as it came back from a step back, just went back the other way. Ugh. All sorts of gross. Yeah. And it's my worst story because it's almost karma. Because do you remember when Anderson Silva broke his leg?
Mm.
He was fighting Chris Weidman. And that was...
Full circle, baby.
In Silva's prime, kind of. And that was who really dethroned him and set him back after that.
So then who is Uriah Hall going to get his leg shattered by?
I don't know who he's going to get next. It's weird that those count as wins, those fights, like 30 seconds in. But at the same time... You know, you did defend yourself so well that you won.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll kind of speak on this a little bit later, because something similar, but we'll get there when we get there. It's time for my word story. Peloton.
Peloton.
You know what Pelotons are?
I do, the bikes.
Yeah, Peloton bikes or treadmills as
okay,
well.
Okay, yeah.
They had a super productive 2020 due to COVID, just shutting everything down.
Makes sense, yeah.
They are now coming under fire, though. Their Tread Plus, they have had 39 incidents involving this Tread Plus treadmill. Do you want to take a guess as to what may have happened?
Well, Peloton always has like the big screen on it too, right?
Okay.
Was there cameras in them?
Oh, you are being far too nice.
Was there instructors like calling people fat over them?
No. The Peloton Tread Plus has been killing small animals and even a child.
What?
It has, the treads are too low and too powerful. They are sucking the animals underneath it and crushing them.
Oh my God.
Yes. 39 incidents.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
39?
Yes. And you are paying $4,300 for this thing to kill your pets and family.
They might. That's a lawsuit. Like, it has to be just...
Really?
They're going to be done. They're going to be done.
I wouldn't say they're done. They'll figure that out.
That's a lot of people and animals.
Yes. Yes, it is. But animals, like... Children is one thing. The child, unfortunately, you know, that happened to them. But animals, like, that's not going to be a super huge lawsuit in the same fashion, right? But, Peloton is definitely going to be facing an uphill battle to, like, keep their spot on the, you know, exercise equipment, like, ladder, right?
Right.
Because, holy shit, that is terrible. But, yeah, they already have a class action lawsuit filed against them. Shannon Albright's the main person, claims that the warnings are not sufficient to alert customers to the true danger of the machine. Yeah,
I'm not. No more Peloton.
Yeah,
I'm off of that.
Well, guess what? I don't think you were ever going to get sucked underneath a Peloton.
Well, I also wasn't going to spend $4,300 on a treadmill
or get on a treadmill.
Okay, that's fair too. All right, I'm an elliptical guy.
Yeah, myself. As you're like, oh, I spent 6 hours lifting up beer last week.
Well, I never said I was on a treadmill.
Oh, okay, so we talked about how, like you were saying, like 30 seconds count as a win, right?
Right.
Here's my bigger gripe to that matter. Yesterday, Was it Madison Bumgarner? No hit, seven innings.
That's the whole game.
And because it's a doubleheader, it does not count to a no hit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I'm sorry. MLB that's is BS. Whack.
That's whack. I was thinking, I saw that too. And I thought, yo, he pitched the entire game without allowing a hit. Regardless of that game, it's a no hitter.
I know. We don't exactly have this on our pre-production list, but it happened last night, and I had to talk about it because the MLB is the wackest organization for that.
That is so stupid. It doesn't make any sense. That's like saying if in extra innings a guy hit a home run, they wouldn't count the home run because it wasn't in the nine innings.
Yeah, it's like if you had a teacher and that teacher like said your test goes up to 85, right? So if you got an 85 out of 85, realistically that should be 100. Well, no, there's only 85, so it technically is a B.
Yeah, that's stupid.
What?
It makes no sense.
Yeah,
I saw that and I did not get why that wasn't that. I can't believe that's a rule. That's the dumbest rule. That's literally a complete game.
There is no way that this stands. I bet you at the end of the season.
Is this the first time that this happened?
As far as I know.
A doubleheader the second game, which wasn't longer? I guess they just started doing that, right?
Well, no. This stemmed off of last year. Last year, because of COVID, they shut down doubleheader games from nine innings to seven innings, which I don't mind. I mean, like,
they don't care.
Doubleheaders are long.
Yeah,
long
they don't
want to
be out there that long.
And here's the thing, that there have been doubleheaders this season, doubleheader games, that have still gone over 5 hours.
I believe it.
So, you know, the idea that they're trying to, you know, make these games go faster still isn't working in a seven-inning game. But there is no way that with these continued ideas of double headers being seven innings that they are not going to count.
It should count as a full no-hitter.
As no-hitters.
It should count as a no-hitter, 100%. I completely agree.
All right, like I said, had to get that out of the way before we get into the week of review in sports. Otherwise, I was going to forget it. Let's get the first thing going. You started off.
Yeah, I think the first story that we were looking at was the rumors about the Indiana coaching offers that were out there. There was a report that Brad Stevens was offered by Indiana $52 million more than Mike Woodson.
Yeah, Woodson
for the head coaching position.
Woodson got that that head coaching position for $18 million. So $70 million to Brad Stevens.
I mean, is that a good... I don't know how you don't take that if you're Brad Stevens. And he's saying he hasn't gotten the offer. But being in control of a college program, just in general, seems like a more fun job, an easier job.
And at Indiana, the head coaching position of the basketball team, especially the men's basketball team, you are a god there.
Well, and on top of it, it's a better job because you're making more money, I think, too, at this point.
Well, I mean, there's definitely, like, sponsors, like, a lot more sponsorship stuff there. Really, like, the bigger question is, dude, Mike Woodson, what's your manager doing? Because
I think it's more of Brad Stevens would have been an insane hire Indiana basketball.
But are you telling me Mike Woodson couldn't have gotten half that amount? Which is still double than what he actually got. 18 million, 6 years, 18 million. He could have easily gotten 36, realistically.
Get 6 million a year, maybe, yeah. But I think they were reaching for Brad Stevens with an insane, ludicrous offer, and they just settled for something like, all right, we'll get this guy for a reasonable price.
Yeah, here's the thing. Mike Woodson,
but Indiana basketball hasn't been relevant in a while either.
That's not true. It hasn't been consistently relevant. Like, Indiana has had some top years here and there, but it hasn't had the consistency that it did back in the 70s and 80s,
well,
right?
And Bobby Indiana Knight's. Likes to think that they're as, like, that they're with Kentucky and Duke and Kansas, which not a great year for Kentucky and Duke. But Kansas was all right. They were a three seed. They like to think they're almost up there with the Blue Bloods, and they're nowhere near that.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely been hard. And, you know, there's a lot of ones that I thought were going to do something there, like Tom Crean. I really thought Tom Crean was going to do well at Indiana, and that did not pan out.
Never did anything.
But I really like Mike Woodson in that role. Indiana alum, you know, he was part of those Bobby Knight, you know, championship teams.
We'll see how it works out. Maybe it could grow something for Indiana basketball. And they had a couple of fun teams. I remember, like, Oladipo and Cody Zeller were there together, and they were all right to watch.
Yeah.
What do we got next?
Man, what's going on with Sterling Brown, dude? He has got to have the worst luck.
Worst.
Known
the
to
absolute
man
worst.
In basketball, yeah. I mean, he got assaulted again last week. He was at a Miami nightclub, and he actually suffered facial lacerations outside of the club when a patron hit him on the back of the head with a wine bottle.
Well, and you remember he had that incident in 2018, I believe it was, with Milwaukee, where he got assaulted by a police officer as well.
He was outside of a Walgreens.
Right, it was something along those lines. And Sterling Brown, whew, jeez, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Every time this has been happening to him.
Yeah, you know, it's like the worst part about it is that he's currently having like one of his better seasons right now. And that, you know, that being said, it is on a absolutely atrocious Houston Rockets team.
Atrocious.
But man, that sucks. I wish him the best, and hopefully he's, you know, not too bad. Maybe he gets like a real badass scar on his face or something like that.
It could be. Maybe he'll have like the scar game.
Hey, dude, look, I was sleeping next to my dog, and she like popped up and like slashed my face right underneath my eye.
Oh, I see a little thing, yeah.
They're right here, and there's another one like right underneath it.
Yeah, I do.
Honestly, I've looked in the mirror like three times and thought, hell yeah, I look cool. So, but you know, not a wine bottle and not a basketball player, so that's why that's why I get cut by a dog and I think I'm hardcore.
Let's just get into basketball a little bit. How about that? We'll go right into there. Nikola Jokic versus Steph Curry right now. Who's your MVP?
Jokic. It's not close. I know Steph Curry, you can talk to, about some of the numbers that he's putting up, but he's on a awful Warriors team.
I get it. But if they make the playoffs,
I'm sorry. Like, Jokic has the better team, dude.
I never understood why team success was so prominent in MVP.
Yeah.
If you're trying to market the player as an MVP award.
Here's the thing, too, though. They are two drastically different positions as well.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to go off of, like, scoring, well, no duh. You're going to give that to Steph Curry. Steph Curry's the three-point shooter, and Jokic is a center. He's not going to hit those levels of points on an average night. But, dude, Jokic is the MVP right now. I don't think it's close.
Well, and with better team, you say, if you take Jokic off the Nuggets, you still think they're making the playoffs?
I think they are. I mean,
Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, no.
Well,
I think that team's pretty good to make the playoffs in the West.
Yeah, what, an 8 seed? Not a 7 seed?
I mean, they could be respected in the playoffs.
But, you know, you just actually put out a poll on ESPN. Jokic was on top of the who would be the MVP. Out of 101 votes, he took 90 of them.
Well, and I get it. I get that. I understand why
Curry wasn't even in the top three. You had Embiid and Giannis there.
I don't know about that. I mean, Giannis is not getting enough love, for sure, since the All-Star break. He's been ridiculous, and he needs someone to understand. He's still having an MVP caliber season. He shouldn't win it again.
He shouldn't win it again. Well, first of all, it's voter fatigue. You're not going to see him win.
You got three in a row. No.
He cooled off, and he had those, what, five, six games off that he took off. That right there killed his chances. That's too much. And I think he knew he wasn't going to win anything. So, whatever.
I get it. What do you think? How about we talk some baseball now?
Okay.
Baseball? Okay. How about we start it off with my favorite team, and this historic run by Mr. Corbin Burns.
Oh.
Corbin Burns.
Oh, am I supposed to clap?
I'm clapping because I challenged Corbin Burns. I'm giving myself some credit for Corbin Burns this year because, as you remember, I was going to be very critical of Corbin Burns this year. I was going to make sure that he had all this hype around him and it wasn't going to be some BS that he was going to float around and ride off of a half fake season almost last year and come in and be terrible this year. And Corbin Burns is an animal and might be one of the best pitchers in baseball this year.
He has set a new MLB record, specifically. 4 starts, 40 strikeouts, 0 walks.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And yeah. I think with like a 0.33 ERA with that.
And previously that was set by Adam Wainwright.
He has a loss with those stats.
Good man.
What is that, Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Come on.
Adam Wainwright held that record previously, 2013, with 35 Ks.
He's given up 8 hits.
Yeah, look, there's not much more you can say about it. He is pitching out of his mind. And again, we talked about it the other week. I was all on this Corbin Burns train when they drafted him, so shame on you. Sorry.
Come on.
Nope, had to.
No.
Yeah, I had to bring you back in.
No.
Yeah, bring you back in. To
you
the...
a-hole. No.
I can't help it.
Okay. Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, I think the Brewers are looking very impressive, and the starting rotation looks nuts for them right
now.
Yeah,
their top three guys are probably in the top three in baseball
as far as
rotations. Unfortunately, their bottom two guys...
Brett Anderson, Josh Lindblom.
No. Brett Anderson and Adrian Hauser.
Lindblom just lost 15-2 to the Cubs.
Okay, but that's not his fault. Well, I mean, his fault, but it's not. He's not the starter. That was because Brett Anderson had to leave early.
Well,
Adrian Hauser is the second. Is the fourth guy in the rotation.
Whatever.
And Adrian Hauser is fine. He's not anything special, but he, you know what? As a four, he can do it. He can get the job done. Besides, once you come to the playoffs, it's a three-man rotation anyways.
So, yeah, fair enough.
There you go. And then you have some nice long relief in the back. So if Brett Anderson, that's the thing.
I need a little bit better relief pitching out of them right now. Devin Williams is not looking great.
Yeah, he's hitting a nice sophomore slump. And by nice, I mean terrible.
Josh Hader looks fine. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, he's been smoking it.
But other than that, and can we get a starter to go like 7 innings, please?
They just did that.
It barely happens.
Woodruff just did it.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday, and guess what? We won 6-0 because they left him in the game.
And I think he did it the time before.
Yeah, they need to keep these guys in longer, and it's happening all over the MLB.
No, quality starts is not as important as it used to be, man. It is now all about the relief pitching. And the only reason why you're saying this, though, is because the relief pitching is not as sharp as it was last year. Last year's Brewers bullpen was so nuts that as long as the starting pitcher didn't give up 5 runs, there was a good chance of you still being in it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I understand, but I don't know. I like it when starters go longer and they're workhorses out here. I think it adds more value. And I want that stud in the playoffs that can just come in, throw eight innings, and then get out. And then do it again in three nights.
Mm-hmm. You know who's not a stud?
Who's not a stud?
Mark Davis.
Yeah, Mark Davis.
Mark Davis is an absolute bum.
I think we can just leave it at that. Mark Davis is an idiot. He's just an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
If you didn't see what he did, you can just go look at his Twitter page, because he's not going to take it down either. And
you had the landmark trial last week of the George Floyd incident last summer. George Floyd, you know, death, murder, whatever you want to call it. Mark Davis foolishly went on Twitter after the results, after the verdict, and put "I can breathe" on there.
Yeah, absolute idiot.
And he spoke to it. He said that it was in reference to George Floyd's brother, which, come on, dude.
Well, and his brother defended him, so maybe we missed a message along the way somewhere that there was correlation, but yikes.
Well, then we need more context.
Maybe, but he also has billions of dollars and is untouchable for him.
Well, almost untouchable, because his haircut is still the worst thing.
It's running away from him. It's running away from him. And there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of news otherwise in football and NCAA football, to be specific. Did you hear about the new transfer rule?
I started to look into it. You told me about it yesterday, but go into it a little bit more.
So now student athletes are going to be allowed to transfer, no sit-out penalty, one time. One time only, can transfer, and you can finally go straight away, play your sport, and it was about damn time that happened, and it really showed after this last football season specifically how persistent they were that they were going to have a season and they were going to do things, and it just showed that they knew that these kids weren't student athletes, in a sense.
Of course not.
And to have these people, you know, when they have these huge, giant coaches who are constantly changing teams, getting paid millions of dollars to go all over the place whenever they want, and they can go in there and fire a whole staff and bring on a whole new staff if they wanted to. And yet, you had kids, you know, a couple years ago, there was a guy out in the Carolina, he wanted to transfer to Coastal Carolina, I remember, who wanted to be closer to home for a sickly mom, and he couldn't get his transfer approved, so he had to sit out a year. Like, come on, NCAA. Finally, thank you for changing this, because it needed to happen.
This is going to be big, and you're going to see a lot of quarterback movement, because those are the main ones that do a lot of the transferring, is because they're not getting enough time. A lot of the offensive guys, I should say, is because they're not getting starter roles. Man.
That's fair enough, too. And they're going to go out to these big schools. It's going to keep these big schools even bigger. You're going to see a whole new...
No, you're going to see a lot of the big school talent go to smaller schools.
I think you're going to see a whole new level of recruiting college players now, as well as high school talent.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's fair. I can see that. But, like,
on those, like, SEC Big Ten crossover games, you're going to be seeing money wallets.
How many years can you think of where Ohio State had 2-3 quarterbacks behind their starter? You know what I mean? That is going to be a huge thing. You're not going to get those same type of...
Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, and Tua were all on the same team.
Man, and what at that point, what's the chances that Mac Jones stayed at Alabama?
Well, and what really started happening was people just started transferring regardless. They didn't care. And then you were losing out on these big level talents.
Yeah.
And they were finally just fed up with it, because they know that's going to sell instantly more tickets, a transfer student will. It's the equivalent of a trade in the college level. And it's so rare, and especially for a big one. It's super big moment.
I'm going to predict within the next 3 years, you are going to see more transfers than you did in the previous 10 years.
It's been pretty big the last like 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe. It's been pretty big. Justin Fields, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson kind of started it off.
Yeah.
As well. Wow. You know, that's a lot. And if you count the junior college transfers, like Aaron
Yeah, but
Rodgers
that has
and,
always been a thing.
The right. Yeah, that has been.
Has always been a thing. I'm speaking as more on the Division One level. I think you're going to see a lot more transfers going forward. It's going to be a big deal.
It's
going to
be mayhem, and the transfer portal is going to be huge. It's going to be wild.
That's not the only thing, though, that the NCAA did.
No, I was going to bring something up, actually, too. Overtime rules.
Yeah.
Now you got to start going for two-point conversions as well to start the second overtime.
Yes, instead of the third overtime like it was before.
Which, sure, get this thing over with. I'm cool with it. College overtime is always great anyway.
It is the best overtime.
It's so much fun.
In sports right now.
It's not even close.
Yeah, the idea of putting them on the 25-yard line and just, like, constantly pounding the ball in is a great idea.
Coin toss for ball first, coin toss for defense or offense, which side of the field you want. It's so electric. And you see ridiculous scores because of it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, did we not just have, like, the highest scoring game of
well,
all time?
We had
last year or 2 years ago?
Well, when was it when LSU season? Played Texas A&M, maybe? 77-76?
Something like that.
I remember like, that. Wow. I want to say it was Texas or Texas A&M. That sounds right. That sounds right.
Mm.
It was crazy game. And you know what? These scores are only going to get better or the games are going to be over. At that point, you kind of want the game to be over as well. So why not? Especially if you're working at the game.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to see some fun happen.
For sure.
NCAA football, I can tolerate it more than I can the other NCAA sports. You know, basketball, hockey, baseball. I mean, collegiate football is, like, to me, the cream of the sport.
I love football. I love college football more. I mean, honestly, I am a much bigger Wisconsin Badgers fan than I am a Green Bay Packer fan, and realistically.
And a lot of you might be wondering, you know, this is NFL draft week. Why aren't we talking about the NFL draft at all? We do have some good news there. We are actually going to be putting another podcast on our page this week where we just talk about the NFL draft. We're going to really hammer it home.
Yes, we'll mock up the first round.
Yeah.
Probably.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe give out some other players' picks, sleepers, or something along the way that you might want to watch. We'll do something like that. We're going to go back and forth drafting.
Yeah,
so
that'll be fun.
It's going to be me versus Dave, almost.
I like it, and I hate it, because now I have to, like, put, like, five different people for each.
Yeah, you're going to have to be ready.
Like, round, or not round, but each team drafting.
To take who you want.
It's kind of a pain in the ass.
But it's going to be super intense.
Sure. keep going.
Yeah. Let's get into another story then. We'll talk about, I hate to switch up the mood, but I think Terrence Clark was pretty close to next in the news for the week. And this was absolutely tragic story. I mean, just Terrence Clark, Kentucky guard, 19 years old, out in Los Angeles, signing his deal with his agent for Clutch Sports, same as LeBron James, Anthony Davis, I mean, numerous NBA talents, a surefire NBA lottery pick, tragically crashed his car and passed away over the last week. And it was a story that shook up the news all over for sports.
Yeah, that is truly unfortunate. I mean, it's not like we ever wish that upon anyone, but man, this kid was really about to go into one of the best moments of his life. You know, the idea of being drafted by a team, and I wonder if they do some sort of memoriam for him at the draft this year, because, you know, he was maybe not, you know, a top five or top 10, you know.
He was a guaranteed millionaire.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, it was really tough, and a legend for high school basketball, especially in the Boston area up there. I know a lot of people talked about that being such a hometown kid for them, and how this whole city, the whole city was really behind him, even though he went to Kentucky. And it was just unfortunate, totally unfortunate.
Yeah. Like I said, just hate to see that. And, you know, we definitely have lots of good thoughts towards his family, and hopefully they can really, you know, work their way through it and, yeah, as best as they can.
Yeah, completely. We'll change it up again. What do we got here? How about NFL jerseys? That was a big deal.
I mean, big-ish.
Does it? Now, hear me out. Would you want to even change your jersey if you got to the NFL? Like, if you got to the NFL and you've already had a number, would you change it to a new one if you're eligible for it?
There's a lot of people that can, I think.
I guess, but at the same time, I think you just got to brand your first number.
Well, but what happens when you move teams? I mean, we just talked about
that. Well, then it's a little different.
Carson Wentz and his teammate, you know, shutting him down glorious fashion.
I get that. I get that. And you know what? On a new team, you have a new brand. So it's a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you are on a team and you are that number on that team, is it not weird to change your number on that team? Is that not weird?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
I'm asking your opinion.
I don't have that same type of sentiment to a number. I have like sports stuff.
And you know what a real wide receiver would do now going into this?
69.
No.
Oh.
Because they can only be numbers 1 through 19 and 80 through 89 still, but they expanded them. A wide receiver should come into the league and every year change his number up one.
That seems extra as hell.
But that's okay. To that point, you should.
What are the rules, though? I don't know this. What are the expansion terms?
They changed out. Quarterbacks still are 1 through 19. That didn't change. Running backs can now wear 1 through 19 or 80 through 89. Or 1 through 49, rather, or 80 through 89.
Okay.
Running backs. Wide receivers can now wear 1 through 19, 80 through 89. Tight ends, 1 through 19, 80 through 89. Linemen sticking to the 50 to 79. Defensive linemen, linebackers, and defensive players, same rules, 1 through 49. And then, or it's like 1 through, actually, I think it's like 1 through 50, 49, one through 59, and then one through...
My brain hurts so bad.
This is what you did. You did this. You could have just looked it up.
Why can't all players just have 1 through 99?
I don't understand it.
What is the point of having different jersey numbers?
I don't know. That's what they wanted to do.
I don't... that's dumb. That's dumb.
That's what I mean for playing those.
I don't like it, Tom.
Tom Brady also... didn't like it.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady thought it was...
needs to go back to his avocado toast.
Well, you just said you didn't like it, and he said he didn't like it.
Yeah, but I'm sure I don't like it for different reasons than why Tom Brady doesn't like it. Tom Brady just got mad because now he's like, oh, now I don't know who I'm going to throw to. Ugh.
Well, he's got so many weapons. And now he can throw a ball 600 feet in the air, and they'll still catch it.
Well, yeah, go right ahead. Do you think his... limp noodle arm can do that.
One of his best seasons ever.
Not for deep passing.
Still looked pretty good.
Sure.
And his opponent in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, got a lot better and were even able to make a trade for Orlando Brown Jr. And they get, as well with that, a second round pick from New England. And a six-round pick Baltimore. Next year.
Baltimore.
Or from Baltimore. That's right. Baltimore then gets their first-round pick, the 31st, whoop-de-doo, a third, a fourth, and a fifth. All coming...
2022 fifth-round pick.
2022 fifth-round pick. I think the Chiefs are making a lot of moves out here to get this offensive line looking set for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and you know what? That, like... definitely is a good thing to kind of bolster him. Here's the thing, though. The reason why Mahomes was getting blitzed so much is that he's holding on to the ball too long.
Because he's a playmaker.
I get it. I get it. But, like, look at some of the players last season that changed up their game. You had Ben Roethlisberger on that Steelers team that got a bunch of love thinking that they were going to go undefeated, which was ludicrous. It was ludicrous.
No.
But you know why that is? Ben Roethlisberger had the shortest time in between snap and getting rid of the ball from his hand.
I mean, it definitely probably translates to something well. But at the same time, look at Russell Wilson, a guy who holds on to the ball forever. And is able to make plays because of it.
And is one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the league.
But it's because his O-line is terrible already. And he's scrambling around.
I, you know, and I'll combat you with another person that was doing that. Philip Rivers had one of his best seasons last year. And that's saying something because he looked like garbage.
Do you know what I think you got in common? You know what those guys got in common? Philip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger?
Children.
Old.
Oh.
That's what it means. Old.
Well,
Phillip these Rivers are young be... guys. Patrick Mahomes is younger than you. These guys are super athletes, and they want to play their game. So they're out there getting guys that'll play their game around them.
Okay, get out there playing your game.
Maybe. I like it. And I think Ravens fans, I mean, you can kind of say that pretty even trade.
I think the Chiefs won that trade a little bit more, but it obviously wasn't a good offseason to get more for Orlando Brown because the Ravens are usually a team that does pretty good with their free agency. And if all they could get were like the Chiefs' first round pick and then a couple of pick swaps, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
I guess so. I think they got to sign him next year, too.
Yeah, they still have to re-sign him.
So
that, I get, you know, the Chiefs do have that lingering, but...
And he's going to want a lot of money, and he's going to want to play left tackle.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why that happened, is because the Chiefs have Rodney Stanley? What is it? Something Stanley? That's their left tackle.
Ronnie Stanley's on the Ravens.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Yes.
The Ravens have Ronnie Stanley.
Yes.
Who was on injury? That's why Orlando Brown was,
playing on the left side. Yes,
yeah. All right. Well, speaking of games and the wonderful games that we have, it's time for some game time.
Ooh.
That was
game time.
That was the worst transition.
It's time for some game time.
That was such an awful transition. Whatever. I don't care.
We're going to be all hyped up for this segment.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I am going to issue you a challenge, Thomas. It is the 2021 MLB season. Mm-hmm. It's right at the start. We are now getting into it, and we have got a new list of plate walk-up songs by...
Batting ditties.
Batter ditties, yes. And I think I want to challenge you. So I got 10 guys. We're going to go through them. I'm going to give a little bit of help, as well as play their batter ditties. And you tell me who they are, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm excited now.
All right. So... Here is the first one.
First one.
Don't let me show cruelty, though I may make mistakes. Don't let
what
me
the
show
fuck?
Ugliness, though I know I can hate.
This is Show Me Love, featuring Chance the Rapper, Robin Hannibal, and one more person.
Okay.
By 100 Waters.
Okay, I can get behind that. Now, are you going to give me like multiple choice on this?
Or? No, I'm going to give you a little bit of a sprinkle, okay?
Okay, go for it.
This Fort Worth native was selected 15th overall in the 2015 draft and was traded to his current team after a key error in the 2019 NL wildcard game against the Nationals.
Well, now I know who it is.
Yeah?
It's Trent Grisham.
You are correct.
Okay. That is... a very weird song, but I like it at the same time.
Show Me Love by 100 Waters. I dig it, especially like the
it takes
first
a while to
weird.
Get there. Yeah, it takes a while to get there. It probably plays from that bass drop right there.
Yeah, but I would assume so.
I like that. Yeah, okay, I can get behind that. I don't like Trent Grisham, but I like that.
Oh, are you just mad at him
because of that error he made in the 2019 All-Star playoff
game?
Dude
did not deserve to get traded for that. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, he's not going to be anything crazy.
He's
all right. He's all right. Okay. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
All right, number two. Ready?
Yes. What country pumpkin guy is this? Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That song is When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin. All right.
Uh-huh.
This two-time All-Star has spent his 10-year career with the Padres, Dodgers, Brewers, and White Sox.
Padres, Dodgers, Brewers, and White Sox. Oh, I know who this is.
Ah?
Yes, Money Grandal.
Yes!
Yes! Okay. Okay.
I did not expect that from Yasmani Grandal.
That is a weird song choice for him.
But you know what? I'm cool with it. First of all,
but at the same time, like, badass. Do you think he wears, like, cowboy boots to the game? I think he does. And he was on the team when I was working for the Brewers, and they made him get, like, a tank that he could float in. A cryotherapy session thing. It was all in his contract. And he made $18 million on top of it.
Good for him.
And
man.
He wanted no business with anyone there. I mean, it was like the Major League 2 Jack Parkman kind of thing. He was always shades on, decked out, walking down the hall, like carry my shit for me type guy.
I don't care. I'm not going to complain because... Now my White Sox have Yasmani Grandal, and I will take him.
Hey, they could have had Fernando Tatis. Could have.
Oh, well.
Tough.
Tough cookie. All right.
Next
number
one.
Number three.
Astro. No.
what you know about rolling down in the deep. Who is doing this?
Yep, this is Astronaut in the Ocean by Masked Wolf.
I know that one.
What you know about rolling down in the deep?
Yep. Yep. Okay, I'm familiar with the song.
All right.
It's a TikTok song.
It's everywhere. This player was the 2018 NL Rookie of the Year runner-up and was the 2020 NL Batting Champion.
Oh, God. I probably should know this.
I'm trying to escalate.
Is it Ronald Acuna?
No,
wait.
I'm sorry.
2018 runner-up and then the 2020 Batting Champion. Is it Freddie?
No.
No, that's way too old.
I'll give you... So, I'm sorry. You did not get this one.
Okay.
But I'll give you a second...
A pride guess.
A second clue of... He was a pivotal player in the 2019 World Championship Series run.
Is it... it was pivotal. In the 2019... Who the hell was it? It was the... Oh, is it Juan Soto?
Juan Soto.
Oh, well, that's not a good song for him at all. Not a good song. That's what he's using?
That's what Juan Soto's
Juan Soto?
Song. Yeah.
Basic TikTok dude. What? Come on. That, he's one of the best players in there. He was playing with Gerardo Parra, who at least put Baby Shark as his.
Gerardo Parra.
Yeah, that was at least respect because he was joking with it almost.
I will.
Juan Soto thinks that song is cold.
I will put a shout out to Andrew McCutcheon, who I almost put on. He has a trap remix of the Kings, like. Motor March from Coming to America.
Oh,
as his batter ditty.
Okay.
Which is an awesome
yeah.
song. But it was hard for me to find it outside of like, you know, YouTube and
Fair
I didn't
enough.
Want to like get the like ads
Fair
going
enough.
And
Fair
whatever.
Enough. Next one. Okay, I'll take the loss on that one.
Yeah. That is, like I said, it's all right. But here's
same division. I was in the same division.
Oh, good for you. All right, next up.
Can you feel it? Posty, okay. Who's playing Posty?
I knew you'd like this one.
Okay.
This is I'm Going to Be, or Gonna Be, by Post Malone.
I knew that. Knew that one.
Pop the top, fill my cup up. Keep them pouring till I'm fucked up.
Ooh, can't be playing it during that. Those kids, if they would have played that part, those kids would be suing. No chance.
All right. This player set a rookie record in 2016 by hitting home runs in each of his first four games and tied the MLB rookie record for most home runs in April.
Ooh, and is it Aaron Judge?
No.
Wow. Is it Cody Bellinger?
No.
Oh, my God. Give me one more pride hint.
Okay.
I'll take the L again.
This shortstop... is probably the top trade target for this season.
Oh, it's Trevor Story?
Trevor Story.
Okay. Okay, I could hear that in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I could hear that in Milwaukee.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You just want to hear it.
You
so
know what
bad,
I'm saying?
Dude.
I could hear him playing that in Milwaukee, maybe. Yeah, that sounds like that would bump pretty well at Miller Park. Notice how I called it Miller Park. I will keep calling it Miller Park. Okay, yeah. I could see that. I can see Trevor Story being that. He's thinking more like, I'm going to be out of this city. That's more what he's probably thinking.
Oh, man. Trevor Story is definitely...
He's gone. He will not be a Rocky by the end of the year.
All right.
He won't.
We'll just have to wait and see.
He won't. Why would they keep... Why? He doesn't want to play there?
You don't know that.
The team sucks.
Yeah, they do suck.
They suck. And they have no one to trade.
They're just...
And who wants to be a pitcher in Colorado? No one.
Well,
no
Jolie's Chassin.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Drives a fat whip, too. I've seen this car before.
Ready?
Yes. Mm. Okay.
This is Pardon by T.I. featuring Lil Baby.
Ooh. Yeah, this is a batter walk-up song. This is a ditty. This is a damn ditty. I get it.
Yeah. That one definitely has like a good.
That one's, yeah. If I'm walking up with that song, it's to hit dongs only. That's what it is.
All right. You ready? Here's your little hint. This player started out as a pitcher in college before transitioning to the outfield and was the 2017 World Series MVP after hitting a record-tying 5 home runs during the World Series, tying Reggie Jackson in 1997 and Chase Utley in 2009.
Oh, I think I know this answer, but I don't know if I'm going to get it right. Is it Daniel Murphy?
No.
Oh, my God. What's the 20? I don't even remember 2017. 2017 World Series.
Here, do you want me to help? I can start hitting garbage cans.
Oh. Yikes. Carlos Correa.
No.
Altuve? Did I say?
No.
Bregman.
No.
What? Oh, did you say transition to the outfield?
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh Reddick.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Michael Brantley.
No.
Yordan Alvarez.
Oh my God, no.
That's their whole team. Kyle Tucker.
No, you're missing out.
Who?
This player was the top free agent acquisition for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, George Springer.
George Springer.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I like the song, though.
Yeah, dude.
That is a good one.
It's got a nice bop right at that back half, right?
Okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with that one. That one was good.
All right, you ready for this next one?
Yeah, yeah. I'm liking this one so far. Whose is No Scrubs? I have a story about No Scrubs. Just know I was in a Zoom class, and my teacher just started playing this. And I was the only one in the room. It was just her vibing to No Scrubs. Me with my camera off, just listening in the background, thinking that, is she playing this song because of me? Like, what is going on? Who else is this? This is like Carlos Gomez, isn't it? That's who that is.
Yeah, No Scrubs by TLC. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This player is an 8-time All-Star, a 3-time NL Cy Young Award winner, a Triple Crown winner in 2011, and was the 2014 NL MVP.
Triple Crown winner in 2011 and 2014 MVP. Say those one more time.
This player is an 8-time All-Star, a 3-time NL Cy Young Award winner, Triple Crown winner in 2011, and the 2014 NL MVP.
This is Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yikes.
Comes up to No Scrubs by TLC.
What is that?
Scrub is the kind of guy that gets no love from me. Yes!
That is insane. That is ridiculous.
Oh my God, dude. That one was just too funny. I had to play it. All right, here's the next one.
Let's go.
Okay.
This is Don't Waste Your Life by Lecrae.
Oh, I've seen Lecrae in concert. I have. It's pretty good.
Hey.
Who's playing Lecrae? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Now, who is this? Who's doing Lecrae?
All right. This player was the 2001 NL Rookie of the Year. A 2-time World Series champion, 3-time NL MVP, and currently sits at 5th all-time with home runs with 666.
Mr. Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols!
Okay. Got a little bit of drip to him.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I was like expecting him for some reason to be like, that a Yankee or some shit.
Right.
Like,
or Jackie.
Oh, you mean our test song?
Yeah.
For this segment.
Definitely was an Albert Pujols song, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Albert Pujols, I totally forget, is still around.
And he's still like decent. And he's going to be like a great player all time. He's going to be up there in the ranks.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Next up.
Next one.
Man, I can understand how it might
Rihanna.
Be kinda hard to it's love a Rihanna. Girl like me.
Is this
I don't blame
is, isn't Rihanna?
Famous by Kanye West.
Okay. That is definitely Rihanna. That was definitely Rihanna.
She's not mentioned in the credits.
Okay, okay.
Swiss only let the beat rock.
Ooh.
This is a good band to do,
yeah.
too.
Call myself sad nigga.
Yeah, we're
okay.
just gonna stop
yep,
right
yep.
there.
Good call. That sounds like... Can I just guess this one right now?
All
right. If I get this right. Fernando.
No.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Sorry.
I just got that one. That doesn't count, but I just wanted to go crazy.
This third baseman is the only infielder to win the Gold Glove Award in each of his first 8 seasons.
Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep. That is got a good batter ditty right at the that's
yeah,
that,
I like that.
Little
I like
instrumental
that.
Portion.
Nolan Arenado is going to be a Hall of Famer too eventually.
He's really damn good.
And
dude.
He's not talked about a lot.
No.
He's
not.
A very good baseball player.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he had like 4 straight years of 130 RBIs too on top of it. I get playing in Colorado. It's like a little bit cheating, but at the same time, hey.
Well, as far as I know, he's still doing pretty good in St. Louis
oh,
right
yeah,
now,
he's
right?
having a very respectable season.
Okay. Here's the next one.
But he's a Cardinal, so I can't get up with him. All right.
This is Boom 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 by Roddy Ricch.
Roddy. Roddy's top 5.
I've been on top for a while.
Also a banner duty right here.
As I chip to the moon, fast coming, boom, boom, boom.
Okay, okay, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. That one.
This Kenosha native was drafted 20th overall in the 2016 draft and made his MLB debut in 2019.
Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux!
Yes.
Yes. I tried
he
to
was, He was kind of a, here. Yeah, he was a Wisconsin baseball, he was huge. He wasn't as big as Kelenic a couple years later, who I think went like 5th or 6th overall to the Mets, but he's in the Mariners organization now. But Gavin Lux was a big deal. I think he was like a 20th overall pick. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah, he was a big deal.
And World Series champion.
Already.
Right? Can't shy away from that, right?
And he was respectable. He's a starter on the Dodgers. I mean, geez. Stacked team ever.
He's probably their best trade piece at the moment, right?
Oh, I don't even want to get traded. Might as well just keep going.
I'm just saying, if they're going to add up, like that's going to be their guy.
They don't need any better. He can be fine. If he's their worst player, they're doing all right.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I have one more.
One more.
Ready?
Yes.
Run it back, Turbo.
This is Oh OK, featuring Young Thug and Lil Baby by Gunna.
Yep.
Okay. Out of my wrist, kind of spin it. Man, it cool. Mama no kidding. Chop out the top.
Oh yeah, I've heard this
one. I got some cash, I want to spend it.
Yep.
Yep. I want to rent it. Too many fans, all right. Too many bitches. Roll my slime, get in my...
I think I have the most detailed little info right here.
Okay.
This player looks like a crossbreed of a human and a head of cauliflower.
Mm.
Oh, don't tell me. You better get this.
Is it Dan Vogelbach?
It's Dan Vogelbach!
I knew it! He needed it!
I needed to throw him in there.
He needed to be on this.
I would have thought the head of cauliflower would have gave it away.
I thought, I don't know if like the hair was supposed to be cauliflower, but
his whole body looks like cauliflower.
I was going to be mad if you didn't put Dan Vogelbach in that batter ditty during this game.
Daniel Vogelbach has to get mentioned every week.
Every single time. I like it. This guy... Yeah, this is the outro this week. The outro music, 100%. It's not even close. Dan. Oh my god. Big drip Dan. That was it. Right there. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude. You know what's the best part is that we're like done with our show, and now you're like the most hyped you've been the entire show.
That's because I'm sorry, but it's just I was really hoping you were gonna put DV's. Oh my god,
DV's nuts.
DV's batting ditty in there. I'm so happy. Who's just been ripping dongs every game. Get Keston out of the lineup permanently.
While looking like a Sharpay.
I recently stumbled across Daniel Vogelbach's Instagram, and he just...
We need to antagonize him every week to get him on our show.
We don't deserve him. He's just so iced out all the time. He just looks like he's constantly the coolest bully that was ever out there at the same time. He looks like a high school bully.
Yeah, he does kind of have like... He looks like he should raise his arms up in the air and be like, O'Doyle rules.
Right. Or like had a child with the teacher.
Like his name is Biff.
Or Brock.
Brock.
He looks like Brock Vogelbach.
Is cold.
Yeah, that would be a name. He looks like one for sure.
Brick Vogelbach.
Doink.
Doink.
Just an absolute unit. All right.
Oh, God.
So that was our show for the week. We will have another episode. Maybe episode 12 and a half, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Our little draft special dropping Thursday of the first day of the draft. Should be an exciting, little uneventful, I mean, pretty eventful and unpredictable draft, starting with that third pick. Who is this 49ers going to take? Are they going to go with Mac Jones? Are they going to go Trey Lance is now heating up a lot?
Yeah, names are going, dude.
Are they going to find something else to do? I doubt it. I would probably heavily bet it's going to be one of those two. But then again, we got the Falcons after. Kyle Pitts, quarterback, trades. We don't know.
Yeah.
So make sure you check us out on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, thechairshot.com. And it's been a pretty fun week, and we got one more episode to do this week.
I can't turn in my homework, teacher. The Peloton ate my dog.
Peace.
Playmakers.
Okay. Out of my wrist, counting and spinning. Man at the coop, mine with no tenant. Chop out the top, hit it in limits. I got some cash, I want to spend it. New paper tag, didn't want to rent it. Too many fads, too many bitches. Roll my slime, get in my lizard. Ready to slide, you a good slugger. Hey. Got touch, he gon' ride. He my slime, he my slime. Young gun gun, I'm my prime. Hey, so I think I ain't telling you lies. When you come to business, I'm hell in mind. Yeah, I'm king face, paying my time. Hey, pinch right, Gucci my pants. She used to have dip with no hands. I just spent the rest of my fame. Special my land. Fear got bands. Another pan of red. Drink to the head. Got two cell phones, yeah, I'm sipping these meds. Okay. Two-tone present Rolex. Yeah, this drippy can't catch. Some say do what I say. Cuban link choke my neck. Why I sell Uber DJ? Pull them, it's VVS. Okay. Out of my wrist, counting and spinning. Mad at the coupe, mine with no tennis. Chop out the top, hit it in limits. I got some cash, I want to spend. New paper tag.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.